President Bush is expected to formally announce his energy policy this week. The plan aims to significantly increase American production of oil, coal, nuclear power, and natural gas. The president is now pushing for conservation, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The White House isn't backing off from a focus on production in its energy policy, but as President Bush prepares to release his full plan this week, he is emphasizing energy efficiency. In his weekly radio address Saturday, Mr. Bush said modern conservation doesn't have to hurt.
It can mean building sensors into new buildings to shut the lights off as soon as people leave a room. It can mean upgrading the transmission lines that deliver electricity to your home so less is wasted on the way. It can mean encouraging homeowners to invest in energy improvements.
The White House says its energy plan will include tax incentives for homeowners and businesses to invest in more efficient products, such as hybrid gas-electric cars that save fuel and power plants that capture and put to use heat created by electricity production. The conservation element of Mr. Bush's plan needs to be strong enough to please a divided Congress. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer said on CBS's Face the Nation, compromise is key.
We have to both decrease demand and increase supply. In the past, Washington has been deadlocked. Democrats say conserve only. Republicans say increase supply only. We're each going to have to meet each other part of the way.
So far, the administration has sent mixed signals on conservation. For example, the president's budget includes significant cuts to several efficiency programs and research into renewable fuels. At a hearing last week, Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham says he expects some cuts to be restored after the president's plan is made public. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.